long before you come to us?
God, I haven't seen you for so long. Come on, Gary. Here's a hot seat for you.
Yeah, guys, thanks for coming to Sheffield Wednesday this afternoon. We're delighted to confirm Gary Megson as our new first team manager. Gary will be available for one-on-ones after this conference. In the meantime, the floor is yours.
Gary, welcome back here to Hillsborough. You had a couple of spells here as a player. You must be delighted to be back here.
Yeah, it's a club that I know probably as well as anybody in the room. And as you say, I've had two spells here as a player. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Before that, as a kid, I used to come and watch games here because of my connections with my old man. So, you know, it's something that I've always wanted to do, and I'm absolutely delighted. You know, the job itself is a tough job, but, you know, ordinarily you would want to be managing Sheffield Wednesday in the division where you think the club should be, but we are where we are, and we want to try and get it moving forward as quickly as we can.
14 months out of management, how difficult a period has that been for you?
Well, I don't view it as, I was talking about this earlier, I don't view it as 14 months out. I had 12 months on garden leave, so I couldn't do a great deal. So it's it would be a bit churlish of me saying it's like it's really difficult. I've been to Australia, I've been all over the world travelling, and it's been great from that point of view. But I have missed the football. I've been really pleased in the time that garden leave actually finished in the last month, that I've obviously been offered this job and you know, delighted to accept it. And there's you know, I've had opportunities to go to another two clubs as well in the last few weeks.
You've had, as I say, a difficult time at times at Bolton Wanderers. Some sections of the fans give you a bit of a hard time. Would you anticipate, bearing in mind that you've played here almost 250 games, that you know you'd have the support of the fans?
Yeah, it's you know, I've played here twice, played a lot of games for Sheffield Wednesday, and I know what the supporters are like. They're like everybody elsewhere. They're as good as you're going to get, but when you get it going right, it's the best support that you're ever going to get. One of the problems I had at Bolton is even when it was going right, it never seemed to be. You know, now if at some point I'd love to be in a position where you can take Sheffield Wednesday and get a result at Bayern Munich and beat Atletico Madrid over two legs and beat Manchester United for the first time in 40 years and, you know, keep them up from a position that's the worst ever start in Premiership history, I would expect you know, the Sheffield Wednesday supporters to get behind that and realise what's actually going on.
And Milan, of course, you've worked with Gary briefly at Leicester City. What was it about him that makes you think that he's the right man to lead Sheffield Wednesday now?
Well, first of all, I'm delighted and very pleased with Gary agreeing to join us, and I think I couldn't find a more experienced person in football, somebody that is coming out of this family, coming back to this family. I think Gary's knowledge of the game, his discipline for the game, organization, and really desire to win. And I've seen Gary for a short time, unfortunately, when he was with me. I shouldn't say that he betrayed me, but I wish he didn't leave, to be honest with you. He didn't leave because I wanted to leave, actually. He just organized us so well over there, start to win the games and start to play properly, and he was gone. And I always remember those days, you know, what he's done there. And I'm very delighted. We needed to make changes, I explained to you yesterday. And I'm excited about you know, tremendous work by Paul Aldridge and myself in 24 hours and convincing Gary to come to join us. It didn't take much, as he says. You know, this is his club, this is his community, and he knows, you know, that he's going to be not going to put the pressure on him. As we always say, being on these seats, we always have pressure on the day one, but he is aware that this is his home, these are his friends, the families, his family is heavily involved in football here. So I tell you one thing, I'm delighted that he's part of this club as of today.
You moved very quickly. Why have you, what was the thinking in the end to get rid of Alan Irving? Was it a difficult decision, bearing in mind that obviously he's such a popular figure in the game?
Well, it was difficult.